KSJE and the Farmington Public Library present Quintos, Hannah, and Tales.
Hello, my name is Kristen DeVargas, and I am a youth services technician at the Farmington Public Library. And today, I'm going to read you a few books from our youth services collection. The first book I'm going to read is called Wonder Woman 5-Minute Stories. And this book is Wonder Woman was created by William Moulton Marsden. And I'm only going to read one story out of this one. Wonder Woman, brought to life by the power of the Greek gods on the island of Themyscira, Princess Diana has the wisdom of Athena, the speed of Hermes, the strength of Hercules, and the compassion of Aphrodite. As an Amazon, she is a mighty warrior, but she has come to the world of humankind to fight for truth, justice, and equality for people everywhere. The Amazon Warrior. Queen Hippolyta was the wise and just ruler of a group of warrior women known as the Amazons. They lived on a hidden island called Themyscira. It was so beautiful that they sometimes called it Paradise Island. She had a daughter named Diana. One day, the mysterious and powerful Greek gods visit Hippolyta and warned her that many dangers would soon threaten the world. To fight against these threats and keep humankind safe, the gods told her, you must send a single warrior out onto the world, the best and the mightiest of the Amazons. All the Amazons were mighty warriors, so Queen Hippolyta thought long and hard about how to pick the finest and most capable of her people. The queen came to a decision and made an announcement. She had decided to hold a great contest. We will find out who among you is truly the strongest, fastest, and smartest of all the Amazons, Hippolyta declared. When Diana heard that the winner of the contest would go to the outside world, she became determined to win. She was a princess, but she had no desire to be queen. She wanted to explore the world and help its people. Wearing a helmet to hide her face, Diana entered the contest in secret. In the archery event, her arrows hit the bullseye again and again. In the races, she always finished first. And with a pair of unbreakable bracelets on her wrist, Diana proved that her reflexes were faster than anyone else's. She blocked every arrow and projectile that was shot at her. She was a wonder to behold. Diana also beat her opponents in hand-to-hand combat and sword challenges. At last, Hippolyta proclaimed that the mysterious contestant was the winner. When Diana removed her helmet, the queen was shocked to see that the winner was her own daughter. "You have earned this honor with your natural talent and skill," her mother said. "You shall go out into this world as a warrior and a symbol of justice. You have made me proud." The Amazons gave Diana a special outfit and a pair of their finest indestructible bracelets. They also gave her an unbreakable magic lasso called the Lasso of Truth. When the lasso was wrapped around someone, that person was forced to tell the truth. And the gods gave Diana the ability to fly and talk to animals. To protect her true identity, she decided to call herself Wonder Woman. Diana left Paradise Island on a special airplane called the Invisible Jet. The jet was completely undetectable and would prove handy during rescue missions. Under the name Diana Prince, she got a job at the top secret government agency. From there, she was able to spot trouble anywhere in the world. And when the trouble was big enough or when the people needed help, she changed into Wonder Woman. She would immediately head wherever her help was required. Wonder Woman's super strength and ability to fly helped her to rescue people. When a bridge collapsed during one mission, she reached a train just before it fell into the river. She lifted the train and flew it to safety. "Don't worry," she told the people on board. "I'll have you on the ground in no time." Wonder Woman has made friends with the world's other superheroes. When the threats are too much for any one hero to handle, they combine their might to save the day. And when the trouble is really big, heroes like Batman and Superman know just who to call. Wonder Woman. That was Wonder Woman, the 5-minute stories, Wonder Woman 5-minute stories, and it's called The Amazon Warrior. The next book that I'm going to read you has more superheroes. It's Marvel, Captain Marvel, What Makes a Hero, written by Pamela Bobowitz and painted by Etta Cabin. Captain Marvel. Before I had my powers, I was a pilot in the U.S. Air Force. I always loved to fly, the feeling of going higher, further, faster, of wanting more. I've learned that everyone has power, not just indestructibility or flying or super speed. It's that fire in your soul that pushes you to touch the sky. Stepping up for those who need hope, something or someone to believe in, leads you to the greatest heights, and there we all soar higher, further, faster. Shuri. When my brother became the Black Panther, I knew my job would get harder. I had to design defenses that would protect my king and my country. It would have been easy to be jealous of T'Challa, that T'Challa was king because he was born first. But easy's boring. Science is anything but boring. It's innovation. It's a chance to learn from our mistakes. Saving the world is in the same way. We accept the challenge, then rise to the occasion. In the lab, I imagine the impossible, then create a way to bring it to life. The Wasp. I may be the daughter of legends, but I had to forge my own path. My mother was my hero, but after she disappeared, I lost my way. I needed to find my strength again. It's hard to shine when you're standing in the shadows of heroes, but there's nothing better than getting a chance to show what you're worth and taking it. Be patient and fierce. Heroes need to be saved too, and when the day comes where your dreams and ambitions collide, you'll be the kind of legend you looked up to. Nebula and Gamora. I wouldn't call myself a hero. I simply survived everything that was thrown my way, says Nebula. I was thrown in Gamora's way most often. We're sisters and competitors. That's Nebula. No matter who we're fighting, though, we fight for what we believe is right. And it's taken us years, and we've chased each other across galaxies, but we learned that sometimes we are stronger together. Nebula says, heroes have to make hard choices, same as sisters, but a sacrifice made for love is the most heroic thing we've ever done. Scarlet Witch. My powers always haven't been a gift. In fact, they put me in a lot of danger until I learned who I could trust. Using my powers because I can and using them because I should are very different. But understanding my role in a team of heroes showed me that we all have a greater power that comes from within, compassion. That power, if we accept it, helps us care for one another and stand side by side as we face our greatest challenges. Pepper Potts. I didn't intend to exist among superheroes. I only wanted to do my job. Responsibility sounds pretty straightforward, but it's more than keeping a schedule or running a company or expanding a vision into a global enterprise. It's being able to attack a problem from any angle. It's knowing where to push and when to pull. When heroism meets responsibility, it's sending people you care about out to save the world, not knowing if they'll return. Knowing who you are and what you're capable of in your own skin is more powerful than any suit of armor. It's what makes the ordinary extraordinary. Okoye. When I became general of the Dora Milaje, I was already the greatest warrior Wakanda had ever known, sworn to protect Wakanda's leader. It's not easy to pledge yourself to a cause. Duty is like armor. It's heavy, and it's not always comfortable. It's a promise to yourself to do what's right. When your courage is tested, remain calm. Remember why you started, then run as fast as you can towards the fight, knowing that no matter how it ends, you stay true to your cause and to yourself. Loyalty and bravery combined are greater than any superpower. Valkyrie. I am the last of my kind, a legendary warrior sworn to protect the throne of Asgard. When I left my home, I hid behind shame, anger, and regret. I'd failed my people, my sisters, and I had nothing to believe in. I learned the hard way that anger can be a destructive force. When you lose your way, dig deep. Harness the anger, rein it in, and then use it to fuel the goodness in your heart's deepest desires. That's how legends are made. That's how warriors rise again, born of ashes and willing to fight for what they believe in. Peggy Carter. I joined the army to fight hatred and evil in a time of crisis. Along the way, I became part of a legacy of heroes. Every journey begins with a first step, and the confidence to take that step and face whatever is thrown your way is one of the greatest superpowers of all. It's important that we speak up for ourselves, but it's even more important that we speak up for those who cannot. Standing up for what is right is hard, but hold firm. Bravery comes in its own time, and there's no army stronger than good people standing together, come what may. Black Widow. Sometimes I still don't believe I'm one of the Earth's greatest heroes. When I became a spy, it was my job to play any role I was handed without blowing my cover. It's hard to remember who you are when you spend so much time trying to be someone else. Sometimes you have to try on a number of different masks to see which one fits. But take hold of your anchor, pull your friends close, and peel back the disguise. The hero you've always been will be right there, ready and waiting. Queen Ramonda. I am the Queen Mother of Wakanda. When my husband was king, I raised our children to believe in our country, its people, and its legacy. I know T'Challa would need guidance when he took the throne. It's difficult to watch my children serve the wider world and all its people, but my duty is to stand beside them as counsel, supporter, and friend in whatever comes their way. Through their eyes, I can see a wise, brave, daring future. I'm here to help them take the first step. Mantis. Long before I joined the Guardians, I discovered that emotions can be stronger than even the most indestructible super soldier, mech suit, or alien warrior. I've learned the hard way that knowing how you feel and being able to express those feelings is a power all its own. It's being brave enough to open your heart and let someone see what's inside, and being kind enough to look into their eyes and see their hopes and dreams. Never be afraid to feel deeply. Harness the root of your soul and pull it up to the surface to declare who you are. Seeing and being seen is one of the greatest powers of all. Nakia. Wakanda is a peaceful place full of stunning achievements and a proud, rich, proud culture. But beyond Wakanda's borders, things are different. There's inequality and suffering, a world that needs our help, one willing Wakandan at a time. Hiding from the world may keep you safe, but safety means nothing if it's not a right for everyone. Be brave enough to advocate for those who cannot and dare to dream of equality for all. That's how one person can save the world. Maria and Monica Rambeau. I'm Maria Rambeau, and I'm Monica. And I used to fly with Carol Danvers. She was our friend. Someone we could always count on, says Monica. It's difficult to say goodbye to family and hope they'll be the same when they come back, says Maria. It's sad and lonely missing a friend, says Monica. We keep moving forward and we do what we have to do. Don't lose hope, says Maria. The day will come when you will meet again. We'll look to the stars for guidance, for comfort, for direction. We, too, can be the guiding light that shines bright enough to lead someone back home. For the hero in us all. And that book was called Captain Marvel's What Makes a Hero, written by Pamela Bobowitz and painted by Etta Cabin. The next book I'm going to read to you is called Lucia the Luchadora. This book is written by Cynthia Leonor Garza and illustrated by Alyssa Bermudez. I zip through the playground in my red cape. I go pow. I go bam. The boys zoom by with their capes fluttering behind them. They go boom. They go crash. The boys try to jump off the monkey bars, but no one can do a high-flying leap from the top like I can. I dive, I spin, I nail my landing every single time. I dash up the dark, swirly slide that no one dares go near, but the boys pay no attention to me. They dart off when I try to play with them. Mighty Mick yells out, "Girls can't be superheroes." Ninja Nick, his twin, adds, "Girls are just made of sugar and spice and everything nice." I don't feel very nice and sweet at that moment. I feel mad. Spicy mad. Kapow kind of mad. Abuela watches me from a nearby bench. When I flop down next to her, Abu leans over and whispers a secret. We hatch a plan. That night, Abu gives me an old box. There's a shiny satin cape inside and a very special silver mask. Abu tells me when she was a little girl, she was a special kind of superhero, a luchadora. I don't know what a luchadora is. Abu tells me that a luchadora is more than a mass wrestler with swift moves, more than just a superhero with slick style. A luchadora is agile. She moves and thinks quickly. A luchadora has moxie. She is brave and full of heart. She isn't afraid to fight for what is right. Most importantly, a luchadora never reveals her true identity. Abu tells me the greatest luchador of all time, El Santo, wore a silver mask too and never ever took it off. I slip the silver mask over my head, and when I look at myself in the mirror, I feel a bolt run through me. With that mask, you can become anything you dream of being, Abu says. On the playground the next day, the boys zoom by in their capes. They go wham! They go womp! I charge the crowd. Through the crowd, my new silver and white cape, a blinding flash behind me. I catch everyone's eyes. Everyone wants to know who is wearing the silver mask. I am a luchadora with a secret identity. With my silver mask, I can become anything I dream of being. I stand on top of the monkey bars, ready to do a high-flying leap. I dive. I spin. I nail my landings like always. This time, everyone notices. The crowd goes wild. The boys go boom. They try to crash into me. But I am lightning fast and no one can catch me. No one can wow like I can. I am the best of superhero. I am Lucia the Luchadora. Before long, I see lots of other Lucha Libre masks on the playground. One day, I spot a crusader in a pink mask with red glittery hearts. A girl! Another luchadora! I can't wait to play with the new pink crusader. But before I can run over, I hear something familiar. Girls can't be superheroes. Girls are just made of sugar and spice and everything nice. I feel spicy again. Spicy mad. Kapow kind of mad. Just then, the dark, swirly slide goes clang. Everyone stops and stares. Bang! Jangle! Screech! Everyone shrinks, but I move closer. I hear a yeep and a yelp and a peep that sounds like help! I feel the tick-tock in my chest, but I don't flinch. I dash through the crowd and up the ladder. Moments later, I swoop down the slide with little Coco in my lap. Bravo, everyone cheers. My heart swells. But then I spot the pink crusader in the crowd. Why does she look so sad? Then I remember Abu's words. A real luchadora must fight for what is right. My heart doesn't feel very full anymore. I know what I have to do. I pull off my mask. Zap! Everyone is thunderstruck. My true identity is revealed. I am no longer a luchadora. Then something unexpected happens. Clap, 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 clap. Then something spectacular happens. Luchadoras everywhere, hidden in plain sight. So everyone takes off their masks. Little Coco jumps off my lap and races through the crowd. I bolt after him in a flash, and all the boys and girls start to chase me. But I am lightning fast, and no one can catch me. No one is as dazzling or daring as I am. I climb up the monkey bars, I dive, I spin, and when I strike the ground, a charge runs through the crowd. I am the best kind of a superhero. I am Lucia the Luchadora, mask or no mask. A note on luchadores, luchadores, and luchadoras, luchadores, and lucha libre. In Spanish, the word luchadores is used when talking about only male or both male and female lucha libre wrestlers. The word luchadores refers only to the female wrestlers. Luchadores are the larger-than-life stars of the world of lucha libre, an acrobatic and theatrical style of wrestling popularized in Mexico. Many wear masks to help conceal their true identities, although they can be unmasked by their opponents if they lose a match. Luchadores fall into two camps, the heroes and the villains, and fight as individuals or in teams in the ring. Often, lucha matches follow lively storylines filled with twists and turns, but the stories of good versus evil don't end in the ring. The adventures of some of the most popular luchadores have leapt beyond the ring and into comic books, films, and even the streets, where luchadores are transforming themselves into real-life masked heroes fighting for social justice. Luchadores have fought and advocated for many causes, including animals, the environment, and the rights of poor people, children, women, and those living in substandard housing. On the flip side, women have long fought and are still fighting for their place in the wrestling ring in a largely male-dominated sport. Over the past few decades, many fierce luchadores have paved the dazzling path into the world of lucha libre and have claimed their spot amongst the stars. And that book was Lucia the Luchadora by Cynthia Lenore Garza and illustrated by Alyssa Bermudez. Thank you for listening today. The three books that I read today were all about superheroes. I read Wonder Woman 5-Minute Stories, and I read about the Amazon Warrior, Captain Marvel's What Makes a Hero, written by Pamela Bobowitz and painted by Etta Cabin, and then, of course, Lucia the Luchadora, by Cynthia Lenore and Garza, and illustrated by Alyssa Bermudez. All of these books and more can be found at the Farmington Public Library, and you can access our website at www.infoway.org if you have any to find our list of events that we have going on in the youth services area. Thank you.
This has been Quintos Hana and Tales, presented by the Farmington Public Library and KSJE 90.9 FM.